Proclamation number 6614 of 6th of August, 1956. No human being is safe from sudden retrieval. Every day is a step closer to the end. This applies to the individual human being as well as to all inhabitants of Earth, for what has been predicted since the beginning of this redemptive epoch will come true. The Earth will cease to exist in its present form. But every day is still a gift of grace for you humans, for you can use every day to mature yourselves. One day you will understand the meaning of these words and you will feel deep remorse if you have not used the time which is still given to you. Therefore you will be admonished again and again to take all relevant advice seriously, for once time has passed it will be too late and then every person will have to bear the consequences of his way of life. Every person should seriously consider his death, which can happen quite unexpectedly, even if he does not want to believe in an end of the earthly period. For no one is safe from a sudden call. But he can expect death without worry if he is prepared, because then he knows that he will only change his place of residence and that this change will truly not disappoint him but bring him a free, blissful life. And the human being is prepared when he feels that he belongs to God, when he endeavors to live for his pleasure. When he remains constantly united with God through prayer and deeds of love, then death does not frighten him, for he is not so addicted to the world that he fears losing it. And you humans could all create this state for yourselves which would free you from the fear of death. You only need to seriously seek contact with God and then you will also endeavor to live according to his will. But therefore you have to believe in him and also in a continuation of life after death. And most people lack this faith, therefore they want to live it up on earth. They want to deprive the world of what the world offers them and are completely indifferent to the state of their souls. And thus death will take them by surprise and they will have to pass over into the kingdom of the beyond in a completely immature state if they are still called away before the end of this earth or have to endure a far more dreadful fate. To be banished anew in matter. People hope for a complete passing away, for being extinguished, and therefore also their indifference towards death. Otherwise they would not be so calm, since every person knows that death can overtake him any day. Only faith would awaken the sense of responsibility in them, but without faith they do not possess it. And thus one day after the other passes by unsuccessfully for the souls of men, but the end cannot be stopped. For God's plan will be carried out in its time, no matter what people's condition will be then. But he still admonishes and warns beforehand in every way. Death approaches people so often and abruptly that even fellow human beings are clearly addressed and could become apprehensive. Again and again people are presented with the earthly task of preparing themselves for the actual life after the death of the body. Yet the human being retains the freedom of his will. He can only ever be reminded of the end and admonished to make good use of earthly life. Yet he cannot be forced to believe in it, and the fate that awaits him he creates for himself. Amen.